filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sam. All right, I'll tell myself.
What's the matter with Sammy?
No, he's not feeling well. He ain't going to be in today.
A girl.
So he probably won't be in tomorrow either.
Two girls.
He might not be in the whole week.
The Laker girl.
No, it's serious. He thinks he might have chicken pox.
Chicken pox? That's pretty painful for an adult and highly contagious, too.
Okay, ladies. Now remember, no matter how much I beg you, don't scratch me. Okay.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Let me have a beer.
Sure.
Is Sam around?
No, he's not feeling well. He won't be in today.
What's wrong?
Well, I miss him.
Hey, come. Check it out. Look who's here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Darryl Meade, number 43 for the Sox, batted 270 last year. And you should see him in a pair of leather chaps.
When did you ever see him in a pair of leather chaps?
Last night in my hot, sweaty dreams.
Wait,
it was rodeo night.
So go over there and ask him out, huh? What do you say?
Oh, I couldn't do that. What kind of girl can just walk up to some guy and say hi?
Why, Carla, what a refreshing thing to hear from someone like you.
Well, why bother saying hi when it's tattooed on your thigh?
Where were you when I was in college? Carla!
Oh, Darryl! You remembered me.
How could I forget?
You know, I saw you last night. You were sensational.
We didn't play a game last night.
Well, you sure scored.
So, Carl, are you still married?
No, I'm a widow now. My husband passed away several months ago.
Oh, gee, Carl, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I remember seeing Eddie play hockey. He was the quickest goalie on the ice. I'm really sorry about your loss.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a few months, but I'm still wearing black.
No, you're not.
Darryl, trust me. Here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, looks like Cupid just shot his arrow through Carla's heart. Yeah.
Hey, when did Carla get a hat?
Well, kudos to Carla. It's healthy after a time to curtail one's grieving and recommence an interest in the opposite sex. I know if my Fraser were taken from me in an unforeseen tragedy, I would certainly date again after an acceptable period of bereavement.
That gives me a warm fuzzy.
There'd be no sense in being overly emotional, darling. You'd be dead and rotting in a box.
Woody, I have another beer. And would you check on the robot over there and see if it's thirsty?
Hey, Dr. Crane, that's your wife. Don't talk about her like that. What can I get you, Dr. Stern and Crane? Another quart of Valvoline?
Oh, look, you people, stop it. I am not a robot.
Guess what, you guys? I'm going to be on television.
All right, what for?
because I wrote a letter to Consumer Patrol.
Oh, Consumer Patrol with your host, Art Steckler.
No. Don't you remember Art Steckler got killed last month testing that new electric blanket?
He got electrocuted, huh?
No. His wife shot him when she found him under it with his secretary. I think they were off the air for something like a month searching for a new host.
Whereas Lennon's would have found one the next day.
So what were you complaining about, Miss Howe?
Thank you for asking, Woody. Last month I purchased a Lady Baldy.
Oh, wow.
It's this electronic device for women, and it's used to pull leg hairs out by the roots. I'm telling you, this monster chewed my legs to bits. You know, and Consumer Patrol's had a lot of reports from other women about the exact same thing, but they chose me to appear on television.
You must have written a very eloquent letter.
Yes, I think I did. Also, I took a piece of stationery and smacked it against my bloody mangled legs and sent them that, too.
Guys, you're not going to believe this.
What?
Daryl Mead just asked me out again.
You and Daryl Mead, that is H-O-T.
I know. Boy, you know, this feels weird.
What?
My first date since Eddie's death.
Carla, it's perfectly natural to be reticent about re-entering the dating scene, but you've warned a respectful amount of time. You know, I know of some women who would shimmy right out of that black dress and start flirting with the embalmer. And now, I think it's time for you to take those first tentative steps back into social interaction. And dare I say, it's a romance.
You know, Frase, you're right. Eddie's gone, and I'm here. Come on, Daryl, let's barrel.
Great. Let me just settle up.
All right. I'll get a cab.
Carla, what is it?
Nothing. Guess it was just the wind.
Just have out with it once and for all. Should I pass on? Just who is it you'll be smacking your lips at over my open casket?
For God's sake, Fraser, all right. If you were to die, I would weep for days on end, wear black till the end of my life, and never, ever, ever let another man touch me as long as I live. This I would do in loving remembrance of you, okay?
Now, is that so hard?
Hey, you guys. What do you think? Is this dress all right for Consumer Patrol?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I'm just afraid that the audience might be so distracted by my dress that they won't listen to what I have to say.
No, that's ridiculous. Just state your case. All these people care about is the grievous bodily damage that this product has inflicted on your sensitive, firm, milky white flesh.
I just hope I'm prepared. I don't want this guy to throw me any curveballs.
Well, you want me to ask you some practice questions?
Oh, sure, if you don't mind.
No problem. Let's see. Okay, I got it. Now, when you purchased the Lady Baldy, you knew full well that it pulls hairs out by the root, correct?
Yes, I did.
Then wouldn't you have to be a complete idiot not to expect some irritation of this company? Come on, what's your answer? We're on television. Thousands of people are watching.
Okay. Well, I guess that...
Oh, you guess. Great. You guess. Hey, this is a news show. We're here for the facts.
All right, so the facts are...
Too late. They've gone to commercial. You're what was.
Woody, that was a mean, vicious streak. I've never seen that side of you. Where does that come from?
Well, our theater's doing a production of 12 Angry Men.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've only got 6, so we have to be, like, twice as furious.
Hi, guys.
Oh, back so soon from your date with Daryl Mead?
Yeah, I left Daryl at the restaurant. Feeling kind of funny.
Uh-oh. You're not coming down with something, are you? Are you coming down with Sam's chicken pox?
No, I just keep seeing my dead husband, Eddie, everywhere.
Is he covered with spots?
Carla, when you say you keep seeing Eddie, just what do you mean?
Just what I said. I was having dinner with Daryl. All of a sudden, I look down, and I start seeing Eddie's face everywhere. It was so strange. I looked at my steak. I see Eddie's face. I look at my broccoli. I see Eddie's face.
Well, we've all seen that. I mean, let's face it, Eddie looked like broccoli.
What a terrible experience, Carla. What do you suppose triggered this bizarre apparition?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Eddie's spirit does not want me to be on that date. He's come back from beyond the grave to tell me not to go out with Daryl Mead.
Oh, Carla, you can't be serious. I mean, ghouls do not rise from their resting place just to ruin your dating life.
Well, Vera did.
Why wouldn't Eddie want you to go out with Daryl?
I don't know, but there must be a good reason. Anyway, I get the message. Eddie, you hear that? I'm not going out with Daryl Mead. Okay? Thanks for the warning. Feel free to rest in peace now. Oh, glad that's over with. So what'll it be?
Carla, listen to me.
No.
Listen to me. Open your eyes and look around. Now you see, nobody's there.
I'm the dead!
No, no, Carla, that's Lilith. Granted, she could use a little sun. Carla. I'm sorry, Carla. I should have warned you.
How's the toe, Dr. Faye?
Well, not so good, Woody, thanks. I should have warned you about the tricks the mind can play on one during periods of emotional transition.
Oh, it wasn't a trick, Frazier. I saw him. I saw Eddie. He was everywhere. I mean, this bar was lousy with Eddie's. He's got something to tell me. And it's more than just me going out with Daryl. He's got a message from beyond the grave, and he's not going to rest until he tells me what it is.
Well, Carla, listen to me. I think it's important that you talk with someone.
Oh, yes! Frazier, I've got to talk to somebody.
I'd be glad to give you a list of reputable doctors would be willing to give you treatment on a sliding scale.
The important thing is seeking the aid of a competent professional.
Right. Hello, Madame Lazora. This is Carla Lebeck. I want to make an appointment to speak with the dead.
Speak with the dead? You can't be serious.
I gotta find out what Eddie's trying to tell me. Oh, great. Thank you. Okay, see you then. Boy, she's good. She knew I was going to call.
Kind of this psychic business, it's just a crutch to avoid reality. I mean, it's very easy for people to get hooked on this hocus pocus, and well, before you know it, this woman will be holding your hand once a week, charging you $100 an hour, and filling your mind with all sorts of confusing jargon.
And how is that different from you?
Well, I can prescribe drugs.
And obviously, Dennis, I am not alone in my belief that the company that manufactures the Lady Baldy is irresponsible, unconscionable, and simply out for a quick buck.
He's being way too easy on her. I'd have had her in tears by now.
Well, Michelle, as you know, our crack staff is traced through numerous false fronts to unearth the culprit.
Fine. I say we have them hunted naked through the streets by dogs.
And we have succeeded in learning that the makers of the Lady Baldy is Lesco Ventures.
Ladies and gentlemen, write that down. Boycott all Lesco Ventures products.
which is merely a subsidiary of a major conglomerate owned by millionaire financier Robin Colcord.
Nailed her, yes!
Miss Al, you'll be pleased to know we've submitted a formal complaint in your name to Colcord Industries.
Oh. I didn't want to complain. Why would I complain? This is a wonderful product. Look. Now you see that? You see a smooth insert?
Miss Howe.
And another thing, Dennis, if you don't quit harassing the good people who work for Lady Baldy, well, then I'm afraid I'm going to have to take action against you. Dennis, do you have a styptic pencil?
So, Carla, what do we have to look forward to when Madame Lozora arrives this evening? A group of us holding hands in a circle around 13 black candles, while the ghost of Houdini leads us in a rousing rendition of Don't Get Around Much Anymore?
Frazier, if I might say so, a good scientist does not close his mind to alternatives, especially when it comes to the welfare of a patient.
Oh, that's very open-minded, love. This is from a woman who has left and right sock drawers.
A person can have different sized feet. We've had this discussion.
Carla?
Oh, Madame Lozora, it's so good of you to come on short notice.
My pleasure. So, this is your workplace. It's just as you described it. The faces of the dead linger here.
Oh, boy, you mean you're in contact with those spirits already?
No, I was talking about lard butts like yourself.
Have a seat. I'm getting things ready over
Thank
there.
You.
Madame Lozora, I am Dr. Fraser Crane, scientist and a rational human being. I feel it's my duty to warn you that I am going to be watching you, madam, with a jaundiced eye, ready to expose you at the sign of the first floating head.
Oh, I'm shaking. Young man, if you are not careful, you are about to lose a sum of money in the near future.
That is amazing. How'd she know that?
Well, maybe it's a wallet hanging out of your back pocket.
Wow. Coincidence? I think not.
Madame Lozora, let's get the show on the road. Everything's ready over here.
Madame Lozora, I'm Dr. Lilith Stern and Crane. Would you permit me to observe quietly? I'm fascinated with the notion of parapsychological phenomena.
Well, if Carla has no objection, you see, for my purposes, the psychic flow is stronger. It's more condensed, surrounded by people who have potent spiritual energy.
Yeah, well, you don't have to ask me twice.
No way.
No, Carla, it's fine. He will attract the negative energy away from the rest of us, like a lightning rod.
Glad to do my part.
You have a nice pink aura.
Well, I eat right.
Now, could you kindly dim the lights a little, please? Now, I want you all to concentrate on the deceased, and I will attempt to summon his spirit into our midst.
I'm scared, Norm. Hold my hand.
All right, you got it. Woods, hold my hand. Lilith, could you please pass me a straw?
We call upon the spirit of the deceased, Guy Edward LeBec. Sweet spirits, we await you. Eddie, speak to Carla.
Sorry.
Eddie LeBec.
Why isn't he answering, Madame Lozora?
Better you should ask the wind why it blows or it does not blow.
Okay. Cliff, why isn't he answering?
Well, if you'll excuse me, Madame Azura, the ectoplasmic membrane...
Wait, wait, wait. I sense something. I feel a presence.
Oh, my God! It's it! And he's returned!
Make you look!
Fraser, don't be such an insensitive clod.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous. You know, there is a reason why she can't contact him. You've all overlooked one important thing. The man is dead, people. Was I the only one at the funeral? I mean, this is a sham. This woman is a fake, a charlatan, a mountebank.
Dare you criticize my spiritualist? Do you think it's easy to communicate with the dead? Has it ever occurred to you that maybe it isn't her fault? Maybe Eddie doesn't want to be raised. Maybe he doesn't have anything to say to me. Maybe he hasn't been spooking me at all. How do you know that the problem isn't all in my head? Did you ever think of that, Mr. Big Time Shrink? Maybe I'm just conjuring up all these images of Eddie because I'm afraid to go out on my first date in 3 years.
Eddie. Eddie is here. Eddie says, you are right, Carl.
It's a miracle. You're a genius.
Oh, for the love of God.
You saw it. You just choose not to believe.
Why do I come in here?
Perhaps for a little free seance action?
I'm spent.
Eddie has passed over. The spirits have left us. May they rest in peace. The seance is over.
Something, huh, Cliffy?
Boy, yeah, I'll see. Well, I seen fire and I seen rain.
Cliff, everyone's seen fire and rain.
Oh, well, then I guess I got nothing to say.
I tell you, tonight really made a believer out of me.
Really?
Yep, from now on, it's beer through a straw.
Here's your check, Madame Azura. It's worth every penny of it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You see, Doctor? 50 minutes, $250, and that's take home. I don't pay taxes. I'm not a citizen. If you'll excuse me, I'm off to my Jaguar. I left it on a loading zone. I would hate to lose it. I paid cash.
A Jaguar. She's gonna have problems.
Well, I gotta be going. I'm gonna try to catch up with Daryl.
Carla, I'm glad to see you've made your peace with the great beyond.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go grab a piece of the great behind.
Go with grace, sweet spirit.